إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن شاء الله we'll be looking at the next chapter of the book الرسالة by الإمام ابن أبي زيد القيرواني رحمه الله تعالى and that is the chapter باب في السلام والاستئذان والتناجي والقراءة والدعاء وذكر الله والقول في السفر the chapter that is related to greeting seeking permission, likewise having discussion, reading, supplication, remembrance of Allah, and talking concerning journey. The Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala starts this chapter by saying ورد السلام واجب والابتداء بالسنة returning السلام that is التسليم is واجب is compulsion والابتداء بالسنة and to give تسليم to a person or to a group of people is سنة is a sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam muraghabun fiha that is encouraged we know to say assalamu alaykum which is called at-taslim this is part of greeting there are various types of greeting the Arabs they have different types of greeting. If it is in the morning, for instance, they may say Sabahul Khair. If it is in the evening or the afternoon, they say Masaul Khair. Like that, or Anim Sabahan, to greet somebody good morning. They may say Marhaban. They may say Hayakallah. Different types of greeting. Just as we have different types of greeting in the culture of the Yoruba. Likewise, the Hausa people, they have their own types of greeting and Yoruba people. And the Igbo people also have their own types of greeting. But As-Salam, to say As-Salamu Alaikum, and it's various ways of saying it, this is a special greeting that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. And that is the greeting that our father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, was taught. He made taslim to the group of angels by telling them, assalamu alaykum. And they also responded, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. So, saying assalamu alaykum, this is Islamic greeting.
The Sheikh starts by saying, وَالِبْتِدَاءُ بِهِ سُنَّةٌ مُرَغَبٌ فِيهَا.
Preempting one with taslim is sunnah that is encouraged, meaning it is not compulsion. Meaning it is not compulsion, according to majority of the scholars. However, the Hanafiya and some of the Anabila and the Malikiya and the Shafi'iya, some of them, they are of the opinion that it is compulsory when a Muslim wants to greet another Muslim that he says at-taslim. It is compulsory to do that. So contrary to what the author has established here, وَلِتِدَاءُ بِهِ سُنَّةٌ مُرَجَّبٌ فِيهَا. Contrary to what the author has said. But what majority of the scholars are upon is a sunnah مُرَجَّبٌ فِيهَا or sunnah مُؤَكَّدَة is something that is emphatic, not compulsory. Meaning the one who does not say it, who does not preempt one, so to say, wait, assalamu alaikum, such a person will not be said to be sinful. Maybe he greets one with another form of greeting. Take for instance, marhaban, or things like that. This was reported from Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, as Al-Khalal recorded this in a book, that Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala did not start with at-taslim, that is assalamu alaykum. As we said, majority of the scholars, the Shafi'iyya, the Hanabila, the Malikiyya, they are of the opinion that it is not compulsory. However, the Hanafiyya, they are of the opinion that it is compulsory. What is their evidence? Those who say it is compulsory, the evidence is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, حق المسلم على المسلم ست. حق المسلم على المسلم ست. The right of the Muslims over a Muslim are six. And he started mentioning them. إذا لقيته فسلم عليه. إذا لقيته فسلم عليه. If you meet him, say what? Say assalamu alaikum to him. This is amru. Are you with me? It is amru. Wal amru yufidu al-ujur. Al amru yufidu al-ujur. Can you still recollect what the jumhur of the scholars have said concerning al amru fil adab? Huh? In istihbab. So those who say it is mustahab, they say this amr is what? It is istihbab, because this is what? Something of adab. Huh? So this is their interpretation of this. إِذَا لَقِيْتَهُ فَسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ. Based on this, they said one can what? Can say other type of greeting. But this is not compulsory. It is not compulsory. But those who say it is compulsory say this is amru wal amru yufidu al-ujub. And Allahu a'lam, to tilt towards the opinion of those who say it is what lil-ujub is, because this is the amru of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and would not really see something that says it is not wajib, except for the qa'ida that says what al-amru fil adab in istihbab. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَصَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا. If you enter بُيُوتًا, some houses, some of the scholars of the sleep, they say your houses. Some say بُيُوتًا, that is referring to the houses of maybe people that you know, not your houses. Some said, who the buyutan here is referring to the masajid. فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة. So here we have what فسلموا. فسلموا على أنفسكم. فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة. So this is أمر فسلموا. Are you going to say al-amr yufidu al-ujub or al-amr yufidu al-istihbab? So al-amr, majority here will say what is what al-istihbab. But it's better to think towards what ujub based on what scholars will say. I mentioned it once that Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, somebody came to him and he said al-amr يفيد الاستحباب هذا هو الأصل في الأمر الأمر يفيد الاستحباب that this is what the basis of الأمر في الأداب يفيد الاستحباب so that he was having a nikosh with his boss the boss said الأمر يفيد الاستحباب not الوجوب شيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى said that is good. When you get back to your place of work, if your boss asks you to do something, quote, the same fire for you. So and when he got there, the boss asked him to do, he didn't do it. The boss said, didn't I ask you to do so and so? He said, al-amr yufidu al-istihbab. So meaning, in our day-to-day activity, if somebody who is a senior to us or our boss, tells us to do something and we say what? We will not introduce al-amr yufidu al-istihbab in this type of thing. So why do we want to introduce al-amr yufidu al-istihbab with respect to our Creator? So unless you see something that is very, very clear that shows that this is what al-istihbab or this is the way the companions have understood it, then you can watch, you can rest assured that you have taken the right position. When Allah commands you to do something, or the Prophet of Allah asks you to do something, if you see the companions understanding it to be in istihbab, then you can rest assured. But if there is no clear text that the companions have understood it to mean istihbab, it is safer for one to take it as what? As wajib, to be on the safe side. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَعْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Those who go against the order, the amr of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they should be careful. You should beware. أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ unless they are engulfed by fitna أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ or painful chastisement. So Allahu A'lam, when the Shaykh says وَالِتِدَاءُ بِالسُنَّةِ مُرَغَّبٌ فِيهَا, starting preempting one with السلام عليكم السنة that is مُرَغَّبٌ فِيهَا, this is according to Jumhur of the scholars. But they all agree that رَدُّ السَّلَام is wajib. رَدُّ السَّلَام is what? Is wajib. They all agree on this. So if somebody gives you taslim, you ought to respond to the taslim. So they all agree that this is compulsory. وَالسَّلَامُ عَنْ يَقُولُ. Now, as we mentioned earlier, that some other forms of greeting that people are used to in their culture, according to the jumhur of the scholars, there is nothing wrong with that. That is for those scholars who believe it is not compulsory, but it's not the best. The best is for us to stick to the taslim that we were taught by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالسَّلَامُ عَنْ يَقُولَ الرَّجُلُ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. The taslim is for one to say السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ.
As-salamu alaykum with alif al-lam. As-salamu alaykum. Then alaykum plural. Wa yakulu rad. The one returning the taslim will say wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam. Even if the person is what? In singular. As-salamu alaykum wa alaykum as-salam. This may only be used for female or group of females. It has become something that is conventional to use it that way. As-salamu alaykum. Regardless of the person that you are speaking to. Male or female. Singular or plural. Huh? Small or old or young or old. أو يقول سلام عليكم سلام عليكم كما قيل له the way it is said to him the way it is said to him. Now I can say to you for instance سلام عليك سلام عليك without alif Allah. This is also correct. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said سلام عليكم بما صبرتم Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. So when you say salamun alaykum or assalamu alaykum, there is nothing wrong with that. Salamun alaykum or assalamu alaykum. Then when you are responding wa alaykum assalam, wa alaykum assalam. Huh? Wa alaykum salam. He said, Salamu alaykum kama qila lahu. So you can say Salamu alaykum and you can say what? Assalamu alaykum. Now that doesn't mean that you can say Salamu assalamu alayka. You can say that. And you can say Salamu alayka. This is also permissible. وأكثر ما ينتهي السلام إلى البركة أن تقول في ردك وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. It is said the ayah that as-salam urish, that is greeting of taslim. The ayah that it will get to is what إلى البركة is إلى البركة. أن تقول في ردك. You say in your reply, in your response, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. So somebody says, As-salamu alayka. You know the hadith of the man that came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, what? As-salamu alayka. The Messenger of Allah said, Wa alayka, wa as-salamu alaykum. He said, what? Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Another man came, he said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Another man came and said, what? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied the same way. When the first man came, he said, what? Ashara, you have 10 rewards. The second man came and said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He said, what? Ishurun, 20 rewards. When the third man came and said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He said, what? Salatun. نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى says وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. If you are greeted with a greeting, if you are greeted with a greeting, فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا, return it with something better. أَوْ رُدُّوهَا, or return it with what you have been given. How this is like? إذا حييتم بتحييتم. So if somebody says السلام عليكم أو السلام عليك, what do you say? If you say وبركاته, you have added more. Huh? You said what السلام عليك, you say وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. You add ورحمة الله.
If he says, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, you say what? Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Whatever is Assalamu alaykum, and you say what? Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Is that bad? One can not really say what is bad. Huh? When somebody says Assalamu alaykum, you say wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. So if you say wa alaykum assalam, as I have said to you, this is rujuha. If you say wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, in addition to what you have said, that is what the ahsana minha. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. So the Sheikh says here, وَأَكْثَرُ مَا يَنْتَئِ السَّلَامُ إِلَى الْبَرَكَةِ. That is, the salam should not go beyond barakah. Should not go beyond barakah. أَنْ تَكُولَ فِي رَدِّكَ وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. The one greeting should not say more than what? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then the one responding should not say more than wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the favored opinion of the Maliki here. Is that clear? However, there are some ahadith on this matter. We have the hadith that At-Tabarani and some others reported. Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala declared this hadith to be da'if. Talking about adding wa maghfiratuhu to it. That is, the ahadith are da'ifa. The ahadith are da'ifa. But the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala maintained the meaning of the ahadith. You know, at times hadith may be da'if, but the context of the hadith is acceptable. The content of the hadith is acceptable. That is, maybe there are some other evidences that establish the content. So the one that has the ziyada of Wamat Siratuhu, this is not authentic. This is not authentic. That is, this is a word, this is in reply. It's not authentic. But the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said the meaning is okay. Why did he say the meaning is okay? For two reasons. The first reason is that the general implication, the general meaning of the verse, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا supports it. Somebody greets you and say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you add or you can't add? If you want to go by what the author has said here, you say what? That is the end of what? The baraka is what? Is the end. So you can't add. Meaning you don't have anything except what? Rudduha. Except Rudduha. Rudduha is what you have in this instance. So this is the view of some scholars. That the end is what is baraka. You don't add more. All this is clear. But the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said one can add more. Not relying on that hadith. The hadith is said to be da'if. As the Shaykh explained in Sisla hadith of da'if, I think volume 18. Be so to say, if I can recollect it. So that the hadith is da'if. But the general meaning of the hadith is okay. As he said, it's the Salatul Uda wa Nur. Secondly, it is established from the hadith of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu that he was replied the letter written to him by Muawiyah radiallahu anhu with more. So the Sheikh used this as what another evidence. This is what Asar of a Sahabi. This is with respect to what responding with more. Now, as for greeting with more than what wa barakatu, this is not okay. This is not okay. As Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said that enta'a as-salamu ila al-baraka. As reported by Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala in his Muwatta. Somebody greeted Abdullah bin Abbas. So, and the person reached wa barakatu and he said what? Inta'a as-salam ila al-baraka. Salam ends at baraka, no addition. Similar thing is established from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu at al-Bi'aki, also recorded in his book Shu'ab al-Iman. So similar thing is established. So these are two companions saying you cannot exchange wa barakatu in your taslim, but in your response you can extend wa barakatu. You can extend your wa barakatu. What is the evidence? That asar. Likewise, the general meaning of the verse wa idha hayyitum bi tahiyyatin fa hayyu bi ahsana minha aw Uduha. So the ahsana minha. Somebody has greeted you, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So you can also add wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa maghfiratuh. Wa tayyib salawatihi. And many other things like that can be added. Not necessarily wa maghfiratuh. You can add wa maghfiratuh, you can add what? Wa tayyib salawatihi. You can add or redwanu and many other things like that. But for us to stick to the hadith that it is authentic that one can say Umar Farad is not authentic, Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala himself established this. You know, at times the Sheikh may say something and did tarajur on that thing. And that's why when you are reading the works of Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, just like any other scholar, you have to read wide. Because what he says today, tomorrow, he may see something that is weightier than what he has said before. And now it was said that Abu Hanifa said to Ya'qub, he said, why hatiya Ya'qub, la taktub kulla ma tasma'u minni. فإني قد أرى اليوم رايا وأرى غيره غدا. Oh Yaqub, don't write everything that I say. Today I may have an opinion. Tomorrow I may change my opinion. So as a student of knowledge, when you are following a scholar, follow the scholar with the evidence. As a scholar is saying something, you follow what he's saying with the evidence that he's providing, not the personality of the scholar. If you follow the personality of the scholar, you are a mukallid. But if you follow the scholar with the evidence, then you are what? Treading the path of a student of knowledge. So the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala says, ولا تقل في ردك سلام الله عليك. When you are responding, don't say سلام الله عليك. Because Allah is as-salam. Allah is as-salam. So when you say سلام الله, so there is no need for that. You know, some people when they greet, they say سلام الله عليكم. This is not that prefer. Salam means peace. But as-salam, that's Allah. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the companions, لا تقول السلام على الله السلام على جبريل السلام على فإن الله والسلام الله is السلام. So سلام الله عليك is not that prefer. Say what? السلام عليك or سلام عليك or assalamu alaykum or salamun alaykum. Likewise, it's not something that is preferred to say alaykum salam. That if you want to greet somebody, say what? Alaykum salam. Somebody did that. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said alaykum salam tahiyyatul mawta. Alaykum salam, this is the greeting of the dead. That doesn't mean you can't say assalamu alaykum to the dead. Because Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he visited Baqi, what he said is assalamu alaykum. Ala diyar ibn al-muslimin wal-mu'minin, rahimallahu al-mustaqdimin minna wal-mustaakhirin, wa ja'ala lana wa lakum al-afiyah, wa inna inshallah bikum. So you can say what as-salam for the dead, and you can say what salamu alaykum for the dead. But telling the living one salamun alaykum, so this is not okay based on what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. وَإِذَا صَلَّمَ وَاحِدٌ مِنَ الْجَمَاعَةِ أَجْزَ عَنْهُمْ. If one of a group, one person out of a group, if it makes a slave and the others are silent, ajza anhu, that is sufficient for them. It's not compulsory that all the members of the group will say assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum when they see somebody. If one of them says, it's okay. If all of them say no, am. وَكَذَلِكَ إِنْ رَجَّ وَاحِدٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Likewise, if one of them also replies, the others, they did not reply. Somebody came in and said, assalamu alaikum. And just one out of the jama'ah said, wa alaikum as-salam. It's fardu kifaya. How do you explain? So this is what most of the scholars are upon. وَلْيُسَلِّمُ الرَّاكِبُ عَلَى الْمَاشِي وَالْمَاشِي عَلَى الْجَالِ. The rising one should make taslim to the walking one. Wal mashi ala jalis, and the walking one should make taslim on the sitting one. This is based on the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, li yusallim ar-rakib ala al-mashi wal mashi ala al-jalis. This is the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a kind of trying to bring oneself down. You are on the right, and some people are not riding. So it is good that what you that is on the right should say what salamu alaykum to those who are not riding. You are walking. Some people are seated. You walking, say to those who are seated, salamu alaykum. This is a sunnah. But if the reverse happens, is it haram or makruh? No, it's not haram. And we can't really say it's makruh. Particularly if one wants to benefit from the dua. Somebody who is riding, maybe he doesn't see you, and you walking, you have seen him. Somebody seated has seen the one who is there walking. So he can start with what? His taslim. You can start with the taslim. But the sunnah is that when the riding person sees the one that is walking, it should be the one to preempt him with the taslim. That is the sunnah. He will feel pompous. And the walking one should be the one to preempt the sitting one with taslim. He should not be pompous based on that hadith. You know, the hadith also says the one that is those that are few say the same to those who are many. So likewise, the young one should say the same to the old one, because this is the normal thing. But in the case of riding, you know, this something of what pomposity can come from there. But when it comes towards the issue of young and old, the young one should say what is meant to the elderly one. But if they are one, the young one, they are many, and the old one or the elderly one is one, who will give the slave there? Which one are we going to use? Are we going to use a young one giving the slave to the elderly one, or the fewer people giving the slave to the more people? Now, listen up, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Anas radiallahu anhu reported, Marra bi-Sibyan, he passed by some young ones in Medina, فَسَلَّمْ عَلَيْهِ, and he gave them to sleep. Anas radiallahu anhu did this, and he was questioned, why did you do that? He said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by the young ones and gave them to sleep. But if the reverse happens, there is nothing wrong with it. Maybe we should stop here. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us within the Abad. May subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook our shortcomings. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka lahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.
Alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله وأهله وأصحابه أجمعين. Okay, now the question. Okay. The recording of the taslim, which you said must not only must not only be maskeerable. I guess that is saying that it's not restricted to a material, so that you can use any other alfaz. Is it just any other prayer that one can make, or is there a restriction to certain ones?
Alhamdulillah, salatu salam ala Rasulullah Abad. There is no any restriction. So when you say wa maghfiratuhu, adding to wa barakatuhu, Maghfiratu means the forgiveness of Allah. So when you say Tayyibu Salawati, mean what? The blessings, the good blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you say Ridwanu, meaning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all this can be added to each. So this is what is a meant, Allah A'lam.
Now, when you get to taslim, now, is it permissible for us to not, for if we meet, for example, we meet an innovator and we don't say taslim to him, is this correct? And then also, I think there's a need for some to clarify who is Tam Emoseria. This one is confirmed. An innovator. So what can be defined as an innovator? So, let's just clarify this point.
Now, this is a big question. So say, who is an innovator? Most of the time when the scholars They talked about innovator and innovation. They tried to separate between the two. One may commit an innovation, but the person is not an innovator. Maybe he's not aware of the innovation that he has committed. And that's why you see scholars, they will always say, لَيْسَ كُلُّ مَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الْبِدَعَةِ وَقَعَ فِي الْبِدَعَةُ عَلَيْهِ. Not every person that commits bid'ah is found an innovator. But somebody may be termed an innovator if he falls in a bid'ah and evidence has been established on such a person, and the person insists that this is the way I'll be doing it. Then such a person will be called an innovator in a situation like that. At times it may be a mas'ala fiqhiyya, not mas'ala aqadiyya. Take for instance, the issue of wiping the socks, wiping on the socks, whether the leather socks, wiping on the leather socks. If somebody opposes it now, such a person is regarded as an innovator. If you say, no, there is nothing like wiping on the leather socks, such a person is regarded as an innovator. After evidence has not been shown to him, and he insists that, no, I don't believe in it. So such a person is an innovator. Why? Because this masala is masala fiqhiyya, but it has been included a matter of aqidah. And that's why you see people like Al-Barbahari and some others, they include what? The mas'ala of Al-Mas'al Khufayn as part of the aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah. Because this mas'ala, ishtahar al-khilafu fiha bayna Ahl-Sunnati wa Ahl-Bid'ah. The Shia, they are opposed to that. The Shia, what they believe is that you wipe on your legs, on your feet, not the socks. Out of this place. Now, there were some of the companions who fell in this thing originally. Like it was said that Abu Abdullah and you did not support what? Wiping on the socks. But later, things like this became what? Became clear. So, and that's why you see scholars, they will say there are masail khafiyya, issues that are not that clear. So, mas'ala that is khafiyya, that is not clear, yubadda'u al-waqi'u fiha ba'da al-bayan, the one who falls in it or falls in them after explanation, such a person may be declared a mubtadi'. How to declare? It's not clear. There are issues that the evidence is there are not that issues that are not that known. Except to people who are scholars. People who are not scholars, they do not really know it. So how are you going to make tabdi' or takfir on something that people do not know is wrong? How are you going to make tabdi' on issues that people do not know is wrong? So we have to explain before, and it is what is called Iqamat al-Hujjah. So after Iqamat al-Hujjah, evidence is that will make that thing known, have been brought, and the person insists, then you back that. Such a person will be declared a Mubtadi wala Karama. But there are Masail Jaliyya. As Ibn Taymiyyah will call it at times, Al-Maqalat al-Jaliyya, our khafiyya, that is, we'll talk about masail khafiyya, matters that are not clear, and matters that are what jaliyya, that are clear. In matters that are clear, that almost everybody knows that it is people of bid'ah that do this, and somebody that will do it, this is what I'll be doing. You need to come out in hujjah. Al-hujjah, qama bi nafsiha. Evidence has been established. So saying once you do iqamat al-hujjah is what? Is waste of time. It was, the issue is what is so clear. So in matters like this, scholars also then they go and do a commercial ujjah on imports. Because the issue is so commonplace that almost everybody knows it. So this is the way scholars they do it. At times, mas'ala, at times, that is jaliya somewhere, maybe what? Maybe khafiya in another place. And that's why one has to look at whether it is clear or it's not clear. But if the matter has been clear, you don't need to watch to be exercising this fake fear, so to say. Because some people today, you don't make a view of anybody. Open the matter has been explained, evidences have been brought. So, you know, you continue to explain to him. Till when? Abdullah bin Umar, Abdullah Anu, when some people got to him, so they asked him, they said, some people, they started introducing something in our place. يَتَكَفَّرُونَ الْعِلْمِ. They claim they are looking for knowledge. And they are saying what Allah qadar, no qadar, وَأَنَّ الْأَمْرَ أُنُفْ. That Allah does not know events until they happen. So what did Abdullah bin Umar say? He said, أَخْبِرُهُمْ, tell them, أَنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِنْهُمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ بُرَآءٌ مِنْهُمْ. لَوْ أَنَّ لِأَحَدِهِمْ مِثْلَ أُحُدِ ذَعْبًا ثُمَّ أَنْفَقَهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَا قَبِلَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدَرِ. Some scholars have said this is takfir from Abdullah bin Umar of the land. So those people that he has not met, some said it is takfir, that he didn't make takfir of them, made takfir of them. He has not met them. Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, as Ibn Jawzi recorded in his book, the Tabaqat of Hanabila. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, somebody meet him and he said that, Ara rajulan ma'a sahib bid'ah. If I see somebody with a person of innovation, Aatul Kalama, should I stop talking to him? He said, La. أو تخبره أو تعلمه أن الذي رأيته معه صاحب بدعة. That until you tell him that the one that you are seeing with is an innovator. وإن ترك كلاما, if he stops associating himself with him, وإلا فألحكه معه. If he does not stop, then treat them the same way. So this person, he knows Bidya, but he doesn't know a Muftadi. That this particular person, and this is where we have a lot of issues. Because it's not possible for you to know all the Muftadi in the world. There is somebody that decide you know of this person will be Sunnah. What you know of the person is Sunnah. This is what. If somebody comes to you and tells you that so and so person is doing so and so. So in that case, what you need to do is to verify if he's doing it or not. If it has been verified that he's doing it, then you don't have to excuse the person, it's clear. You have to dissociate yourself from the person. You should not let love blindfold you to the extent of not defending somebody who watch. So Imam Ahmad told him that, tell him that the person is an innovator. Then after that, if he boycott him, then alhamdulillah. If he doesn't boycott him, then treat them the same way. However, at times you see some scholars, they may not exercise patience to that level. Sufyan al-Thawri, one of the A'imma of Kufa, when he got to Basra, there was somebody called Rabi ibn Subay. People were saying what? He is a scholar of Sunnah. People were praising him in Basra to be the scholar of Sunnah. They now asked him that we have a person of Sunnah in this town. The man wanting to know more about him said, man deponatuhu. Who are those that are what? That is with, cooperating with. Who are those that is working, moving with? He said, Qadari. Qadariya, there is Qadari. He said, who are Qadari? He is a Qadari. He didn't take him to the Ahlu Sunnah. So, one has to exercise caution between this place and the other place. At times, some imams, some scholars, they will wait. They will give the person excuse. Maybe he doesn't know that the person that is working with is so and so. Some, they have insight. That this person knows the truth. He's just trying to what? to play with the intellect of the people. Say what is Qadr. So and that's why when it comes to the issue of tabdi'i, scholars they advise the talabatul ilmi to go away from it. Yours is to know the truth. It is disheartening that you see a lot of people, they are eager in making tabdi'i. But what you are making tabdi'i of, you yourself do not know it. Wallahi musiba. Somebody is following one sheikh, whatever the sheikh says is what is. And the sheikh assesses on support is a mubtadi. He's been declared mubtadi for what reason? For what reason? So the reason must be stated. This is the reason why this person has been declared mubtadi. And you are defending a particular person that has been declared mubtadi. Why are you defending the person? Because you love that person. No, that is not sunnah. That is kizbiya and ta'asub. When you are defending a particular sheikh, you must know the reason why you are defending him. And when you are saying somebody is a mubtadi, you must know the reason why the person is said to be what? A mubtadi. Because the principles are what are clear. So going back to the question that can we say taslim to a mubtadi? Saying taslim to a mubtadi, most scholars will say we should go away from it. Unless if you intend something with it, that is maybe you want to correct him with it. You don't give taslim to a mubtadi. Likewise, somebody is committing a sin, somebody is what is taking intoxicant, and you are passing by, say salamu alaikum. Huh? Fornicating, say salamu alaikum. No, you don't give taslim to them. Unless if you intend with that, with something, maybe you want to change him, you can give taslim. But mixing with the mubtadi'a, joining their society, coming together with them to form something, this is not the way of the salaf. If at all you want to correct them, you don't need to watch, to go and form anything with them. Then if you are giving them taslim, there must be a reason why you are doing that. And that's why you see some people say, okay, somebody is not an ikhwani, but what? He joins the ikhwaniyah. How can he not be an ikhwani and you join them? And he will continue to be there, and he is not the head. Who will be dictating for who? Will he be dictating for them, or they will be dictating for? For him. So if he's the edge, then that means what? He's not an ikhwani. If he's Sunni, he's not an ikhwani. That means the Jama'ah is not ikhwaniya. Then if he is not the edge, so ikhwaniya are the edge, and he remains there, definitely he is compromising with them. So this is something that is clear. So Allah.
And between brothers and sisters, who should initiate?
Well, inshallah, we are still coming to that, but according to the Malikiya, they are not in support of Ishab giving taslim to Ishabba, or Ishabba giving taslim to Ishab. A young man does not give taslim to a young woman, and vice versa. This is what is not in line with the fiqh of the Malikiya, not in line with the fiqh of most of the madahib, not only Malikiya. Some scholars, as Ibn Battal said, they are of the opinion that they can exchange the slim is a uminatil fitna. If fitna is what is avoided. Huh? This is the statement of those who allow. But most madahib, they are of the opinion that Shab does not give the slim to Shab, but and vice versa. Wallahu
alaikum. Okay, now this is it permissible to bring Luka in the pain of the thing, which is saying to a woman, assalamu alaikum?
I think this has been said in the course of it. You can say what, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, like that. And you can watch, you repeat the conventional one, assalamu alaikum as well. Wallahu alaikum.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك ان شاء الله. You know, some time ago, like two or three months ago, we contributed money for, you know, the maintenance of this mosque.